We Are Vineyard.
Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. As we reflect on the second week of Advent, Joshua Miller, a leader in our Black Pastors and Leaders Association, will be sharing a devotion that he's prepared on the theme of peace, followed by Christ the King, a song from Heaven and Earth featuring Joshua Miller and Tyler Jarvis. Let's listen in.
Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Joshua. I am grateful to represent our BPLA Association as we continue with week two of Advent, which is the theme of peace. I want to start by sharing just a little bit of my story. I was a pretty angry kid growing up. My father died when I was 4 in a car accident, and my mom remarried when I was about 8. And my stepfather was a pastor, and we moved from Chicago to Atlanta to plant a church. So we had moved out there. Things were going well for a little bit. And then we started having some conflict. And I remember one day with my stepfather in particular, we're at church and he's preaching about the fruit of the Spirit. And after church, I told him that he was a hypocrite because I didn't see the love or the joy or the peace or patience at home that he was talking about. And because of this, of course, you know, you hear your stepson say something like that to you, it really split our relationship and things got worse. And I remember one day after pretty heated conflict with him, I said in my heart, if this is what church people and Christians are like, I want nothing to do with them, and I want nothing to do with God. And in that moment, it was like the switch that was turned on for spiritual life and relationship with God was completely turned off. And I completely just ran away from God. I was around 11 years old. But as you can tell by the fact that I'm on this podcast and sharing the story, that eventually God got a hold of me. And I gave my life to Jesus at age 15 and have been following Jesus ever since. After giving my life to Jesus, I remember experiencing what I could only describe as peace. And for me, it wasn't like everything in my life had calmed down or like I had completely stopped sinning. It was that I noticed the internal noise turned all the way down. And suddenly I became aware of my sin and separation from God in a different way. I was no longer seeing it as something to hide, but seeing it as something that God was inviting me into. In my role at our church, I get to lead our membership events. And one phrase that I often say is, when you say yes to a church family, when you become a member, there is an exchange that should take place. There is a gift or many gifts that you have to give away to the church, and there is a gift or many gifts that the church has to give away to you. And it's the same way as we have come to God and give to Him the deepest parts of us, God also comes to us and He gives us good gifts that He has for us. In the Bible, in the book of James, it says a phrase that I will paraphrase a little bit, gives this idea that when we make effort to pursue after God, that God makes effort to pursue after us. So we bring what we have to God, and in exchange, He brings what He has for us. And one of those things is peace. So I want to spend our time talking about this exchange of peace. So let's look at Philippians chapter 4. We'll read verses 4 through 9, and I'm going to read out of the NIV. It says this in verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." I think we should talk about what is peace. Let's define it a little bit. I remember this story about people being blindfolded who have not seen an elephant before, and they were each told to touch the elephant and describe what they felt. By the end of the exercise, people had described different things. The best part about this was not that any of them were necessarily wrong, but that they were describing a different part of the elephant, that some felt the texture of the skin, some had their hand on the tail, some felt the sharp point of the tusks, and others felt the quick movement of the flapping ears. But what's true was that they were all touching the elephant, although each of them had experienced something different. And I believe this is a lot like how it is when we talk about things like peace or joy or love. The way we experience it can vary, but it doesn't make one experience not true. It's just different. So this is how I like to think about things like this. There is no way that I can give you an exhaustive explanation of what peace is, but I can tell you how I have experienced it, and we can have shared stories that line up with centuries of other believers and theologians and people who have experienced similar truths. And so peace is many things. It is the absence of war. The time before and after war is called peacetime. Peace is the binding together of what has been broken or divided. Peace is freedom from being disturbed. You know, like when your kids are playing somewhere in the house and you go get a moment to take some deep breaths, that's some peace right there. Peace is emotional. It's spiritual. It's physical wholeness. It is, you know, being on that vacation that allows you to get a moment away from the day-to-day hustle of life and bills and schedules. And as we consider this, especially around this Advent season, I think there are a couple things that we can pull out to help us understand and experience peace. And I think the first thing is that we recognize that peace is of God. Peace is this internal calm that is only given from the Lord. The text says in verse 7, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The text is telling us that in all of our anxiety, in all of our frustrations, in all of our bitterness, and in the midst of confusion and misunderstanding, peace can still be our experience. The peace of God that goes beyond our understanding. Have you ever seen like something that just blew your mind and you find yourself like picking your face up off the ground? That's kind of what we are talking about. I'm a musician. I enjoy this group called Snarky Puppy. There's a lot of musicians in this group that are just amazing. But there's this drummer named Larnell Lewis. And there have been a few times where I have been listening to his drum pattern and mentally get stuck because I can't understand and I can't fathom how he can be in one musical timing and still find himself in the pocket. If you go and listen to his music, it's like, man, what is he doing? Like, it blows your mind. And it's like the peace of God makes no real sense. When I hear him drumming, I'm like, whoa, like this makes no real sense to me. But what should feel like to us the end of the world, what should feel like desperation, what should feel like hopelessness actually feels calm and it feels impossible all at the same time. The way to get this peace is to receive it from the maker of peace. That peace is first of God. It's not of other things. It's not in other things. Peace is of God. The second way to think about this, to experience the peace of God, is to know that peace comes with practice. The text gives us some examples of things that we learn from being in a place of peace. It continues in Philippians 4 to say, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Paul connects the practice of spiritual disciplines to the outcome of peace. He says, practicing rejoicing, practicing purity, practicing humility. And what comes out of making a habit of practicing those things is peace. I believe that peace that we desire, the peace that can't be shaken, the peace that leaves us not having complete understanding of what is happening, comes from practicing the good things that God has invited us into. Now, one thing to pay attention to in this text is the context of which Paul is writing. He is in jail. He is longing to be with people that he loves and have supported him and have followed his ministry. He is chained to a Roman guard, yet he is not speaking like someone who has no freedom or has no joy. He is speaking as one who holds the tension of his reality not being ideal. Yet he says in verse 12 and 13, "I have learned to be content in all situations. I can do this in anything through Christ who gives me strength." Now, this is is not a proclamation of wealth and success for anything that we want to do in life to, quote, good luck for us. This is a profound understanding that the peace he has in this difficult moment is of God, and because he has practiced it, it means he has put his hope in God. You look in scripture, the very beginning of this Advent kind of idea, Mary gives us this example when the angel comes to her and says, you are going to have a son. And she says, how can this be? I don't understand it. I have not been with a man. And the angel said, it will be a miracle from God. And Mary's response is the striking practice of peace, that through her yes, when she says, let it be as God has said, that she is practicing this peace, practicing this radical acceptance of what God is saying and saying yes to what he is doing. Then you fast forward to Jesus as he is in the garden praying. He's on his way after being betrayed to die on a cross. He is wrestling with his future and he is praying until drops of blood are coming down like sweat. And eventually he gets to a place of radical acceptance. And he gets to a place of peace when he says, not my will, but your will be done. Peace comes from practicing these spiritual disciplines. The one thing I want to leave you with here, after hearing all of this, knowing that you can't have peace that is not of God, that our peace comes from him, or that you have to practice peace in God. But what I want to leave you with is that peace comes when we are with God. Peace with God is simply the exchange that I begin talking about, that because of sin, we were torn away from our relationships with God. But Jesus came in humility and he offered his life as Emmanuel, God with us, to be born as a human being, fully God, yet fully man, to teach us how to live, to empower us by his Spirit, and to bring reconciliation with God the Father. Or in other words, to bring peace by binding together what was broken, to bring freedom from the disturbance of being separated from God, to bring wholeness both now and in eternity, to exchange our chaos for his peace. This is what we celebrate and who we put our hope in this Advent season. We wait, we long, and we expect to see our Prince of Peace bring his kingdom in its fullness to restore a peace that will go beyond all of our understanding. So we ask today, Jesus, would you give us your peace? Would you walk with us in moments of adversity, pain, for those who are in this Advent season who have experienced loss of loved ones or difficult financial situations, or even just brokenness in relationship with people? God, would you step into this moment with us, and would you bring us peace, only the peace that you can give? And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys.
Oh, come on, ye faithful, let us adore the message of angels. A Savior is born. Oh, come and behold him, for he is the Lord, the one we have waited for. With no triumph or splendor, no strength in a manger, yet you hold all power in your hands. Holy Christ the King, Jesus, worthy Christ the King, Jesus. Oh, Christ the King.
Glory in the highest, the begotten Son. A people in darkness have seen that a light has come. The author of justice, a promise of love, who stepped down to be with us. With no triumph or splendor, no strength in the manger, yeah, you hold all power in your hands. You are wonderful counselor, the eternal Father, your kingdom now.
are you faithful? He is the Lord, the author of justice. He stamped on a beast. Triumph or splendor, strength in a manger. Can you hold all power in your hands? You are a wonderful counselor, the eternal Father. Your kingdom will never end.
Holy Christ the King, Jesus, worthy,
worthy, Lord,
Christ the King, Jesus.
The We Are Vineyard podcast is a production from the team at Vineyard USA. If you've been enjoying the podcast, here are a few ways you can help us. Leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. This helps more people find us. Connect with us online for additional resources. Our website is vineyardusa.org, and we're on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Vineyard USA. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.